it's really a purifying of the atmosphere, an atmosphere cleansing.
Samo je jako pročišćavajuće za atmosferu kada bhakte pevaju.
Yes. So now having all worked on the transformation of the heart, please breathe a little fresh rich oxygen.
Sada nakon što smo poradili na pročišćavanju vašeg srca, molim vas da udahnete svežeg vazduha. Okay. Samo molim da se situiram.
Many people today say we do not really need to read the holy scriptures because we want to make a spiritual experience and not an intellectual exercise.
Mnogi ljudi danas kažu da nema potrebe za čitanjem svetih spisa jer zapravo trebamo imati duhovno iskustvo.
I think there's relevance to the argument.
I tu ima nekog smisla.
We often find when we just read things that we remain the same.
Jer vidjet ćemo da kada nekad nešto čitamo, ostajemo isti.
But when we make an experience, that experience transforms us.
No, kada imamo neko iskustvo, to iskustvo nas preobrazi.
But today I want to speak about how you can make a spiritual experience while reading spiritual scriptures.
Danas želim govoriti o tome kako možete imati duhovno iskustvo čitajući spise.
And I want to give you my own example, something to think about.
Mi želim vam dati jedan osobni primjer o čemu možete razmišljati.
I remember, I like to read very much the Bhagavad Gita since I had met Ravi Shankar, an Indian musician, in Bangalore.
Sjećam se da je moj interes za čitanje Bhagavad Gita porastao nakon što sam upoznao Ravi Shankara, indijskog muzičara u Hamburgu.
He had played wonderfully on the sitar and afterwards I had asked him, how can I play like you from the intuition?
On je predivno svirao svoj sitar, pa sam ga ja pitao, kako ja mogu svirati poput tebe koristeći intuiciju?
And he said, we must read our book.
Jer mi je rekao, moraš čitati našu knjigu Bhagavad Gita i ona će otvoriti tvoju intuiciju.
So I took this as a sacred order, but many copies of the Bhagavad Gita and regularly read that divine scripture.
Ja sam ovo uzeo kao svetu naredbu i kupio nekoliko kopija Bhagavad Gita te ih redovno čitao.
But like many of you who do this, also who read in such scriptures, I felt these are such high ideals and how will I, who am here, ever reach them?
Naravno, kao i mnogi od vas, kada čitamo svete spise, došao sam do jedne ideje, a to je bilo, to je jako visoko sve što piše tu, ali kako je to za mene moguće dostići?
So lately, as I was reading in my favorite bookstore, another version of the Bhagavad Gita, I looked up and I saw five monks passing before the Buddha of the Shri.
I tako jedan dan, kada sam bio u knjižari i pregledao drugu verziju Bhagavad Gita, jednom sam vidio pet monaha koji su prolazili pored izloga.
They are the answers, I thought.
To je odgovor, pomislio sam, oni su odgovor.
They are practicing the high ideals of the scriptures.
Oni prakticiraju te visoke ideale spisa.
Let me ask them how to do this.
Ide mi ih pitati kako to uraditi.
I ran out of the shop.
Istrčao sam iz radnje.
The shop owner ran after me because he said I had stolen the book.
I taj čovjek koji radi u knjižari potrčao za mnom jer je mislio da sam ukrao knjigu.
But I had no time to clarify this misunderstanding. I just ran to find the book.
Ja jednostavno nisam imao vremena da raščistim taj nesporazum i otrčao sam tim ulicom.
Because I wanted to find the representatives of the book.
Jer sam želio upoznati predstavnike te knjige.
Those who have realized the teachings.
Osobe koje su spoznale učenje.
Those who have divine experiences.
Te osobe koje imaju duhovno božanska iskustva.
Now I will just ask the mother a question. Does your baby understand this lecture?
Sad ću postaviti pitanje majice i gore. Da li tvoja beba razumije lecture?
I do not think so. Now comes the second question. Can you concentrate when you have a very dynamic baby in your hand in the lecture?
Drugo pitanje je da li se možeš skoncentrisati na lekciju ukoliko imaš vrlo dinamično dijete u svojoj ruci?
I also don't think so.
Također ne znam.
But when your baby screams, the audience can't concentrate.
Ali kad beba vrišti, onda se publika ne može skoncentrisati.
This information, I leave it up to you to do something.
Sa ovom informacijom ne bi prepuštam da nećemo štiri.
So, yes, I never followed these monks.
Nažalost, nikad nisam pronašao te monahe.
Only a year later, I saw George Harrison with a Hare Krishna devotees on the TV screen.
Tek godinu dana nakon toga sam vidio George Harrisona na televiziji kako pjeva Hare Krishna sa devotima.
There I found the monks I was looking for in vain.
I tu sam pronašao monahe koje sam tražio čito vrijeme.
I would come at the end of the lecture back to this experience and to try to analyze it.
Pri kraju lekcije ću se vratiti na ovo iskustvo i pokušati ga analizirati.
But for now I want to just tell you that this is how I made contact with the Bhagavad Gita and the spiritual scriptures.
Ali trenutno sam vam htio reći kako se desio moj kontakt sa Bhagavad Gitom i sa svetim spisom.
I like the ideas.
Svidjeli su mi se ideali.
But it was clear for me that I needed practical examples.
Ali bilo mi je jasno da mi trebaju praktični primjer.
So I looked for devotees and then I found the devotees I could really make the same breath experiences based on the holy scriptures that they have made.
I zato sam potražio bhakte koji su prakticirali to što je u knjizi i na taj način sam mogao imati iskustva koje su i oni prakticirali na čemu što uspisa.
The devotees of Krishna taught me that holy scriptures cannot be understood with the intelligence.
Bhakti Krishna su me naučili da sveti spisi se ne mogu shvatiti samo inteligencijom.
If you try to understand them with the intelligence, you will only get a material understanding, not a spiritual understanding.
Ako ih pokušate razumjeti sa inteligencijom, nećete dobiti duhovno, nego samo materijalno razumijenje.
Holy scriptures have to be understood by the heart.
Sveti spisi se moraju shvatiti srcem.
In the Upanishads, we find a practical example no one must understand something by the heart and not by the intelligence.
U Upanishadama srećemo praktičan primjer kako se nešto treba shvatiti srcem, a ne inteligencijom.
One teacher had a very arrogant son.
Jedan učitelj je imao vrlo arrogantnog sina.
And he understood, I can't teach this boy.
I shvatio je, ja ne mogu poučavati ovo.
I will give him to an university.
Poslat ću ga u univerzitet.
Let them try to bite on a planet.
Nek oni zagrizu taj planet.
Then his son came back to him.
Kako se sin vratio?
Teacher asked him, have you understood that which cannot be understood?
Učitelj ga je pitao, da li si shvatio to što se ne može shvatiti?
Have you seen that which cannot be seen?
Jesi li vidio to što se ne može vidjeti?
Can you now talk about that which cannot be expressed?
Možeš li sada govoriti o tome što se ne može izraziti? Si je rekao, kakve to paradoksalne pitanje me pitaš, Eče?
How to see what cannot be seen?
Kako se može vidjeti ono što se ne može vidjeti?
How to understand what which cannot be understood?
Ili kako razumjeti nerazumljivo? Rekao, ja ću te učiti.
Go to this tree and bring me the fruit.
Otiđi do ovog drveta i donesi mi voće. Sine, otišao je donio bočku, a otac ga je pitao, šta vidiš, sine?
A red ball, a fruit.
Vidim okruglo crveno voće.
Is this all?
Je li to sve?
Son took to the knife and cut the fruit. He said, Father, now I see the peel of the fruit, the inside of the fruit, and I said,
sin je uzeo nož, razrezao tu voćku, otvorio i rekao, oče, sad vidim kuru, vidim unutrašnjost te voćke i vidim sjeme.
Is this all what you see, son?
Da li je to sve što vidiš, sine? Sin se uzeo i uzeo nož i razrezao sjeme, ljubavljujući.
Father, I see now the brown skin of the peel of the salmon.
Oče, sada vidim tu smeđu, smeđu pokrivač sjemenke.
And the white inside of the
salmon. I vidim bijelo unutar sjemenke.
My dear son, is this all that you can see?
O dragi sine, je li to sve što možeš vidjeti?
Yes, Father, I cannot analyze this.
Da, da li ovo ne mogu analizirati?
Oh, my dear son, you are a great fool, but we think you are intelligent.
Moj dragi sine, ti si velika budala, ali misliš da si inteligentan.
My son, I see it as tree.
Moj sine, ja vidim drvo unutar tu voća.
Only a little time separating
us. Samo malo vremena nas razdaja do tog drva.
I see an intelligent design in that scene.
Vidim inteligentan dizajn u toj sjemenci.
An architectural plan.
I također arhitektonski plan.
Of a tree who will bring forth many other such trees.
Arhitektonski plan drveta koji će producirati još drugog drveća.
I see the plan of God.
I unutar toga vidim plan Boga.
That cannot be seen with the eyes.
Koji se ne može vidjeti oči.
That cannot be seen with the heart.
Ali to može biti viđen srcem.
In the mind and heart, my son.
Srce koje je prosvjetljeno, moj sinu.
Yes. See, why can't we understand everything with intelligence?
Zašto ne možemo sve shvatiti sa inteligencijom?
Let us see, how do we at all understand?
Pogledajmo kako mi zapravo uopšte išta razumijemo.
Our senses.
Sa našim očima.
Scan the environment.
Mi skeniramo okolinu.
And I get some impressions in my mind.
I na taj način dobijemo određene utiske u umu.
Forms, smells, sounds.
Miris, oblik, zvuk.
But all this is material.
Ali sve to je materijalno.
And my intelligence concept, like a computer program, works with these impressions to come to some understanding.
Na taj način moj intelektualni koncept, poput kompjutera, funkcionira pokušavajući razumjeti neku temu.
For instance, at this moment I see my audience.
Na primjer, ovog momenta vidim publiku ovdje.
Most of you are still very interested to see in what direction this goes.
Još uvijek ste većina vas zainteresovani da vidite u kojem pravcu ovo sve ide.
The little girl goes like, what is this all about? Some of you are not liking me and are feeling all this
confusion.
This is the conclusions I can draw with my intelligence.
To su zaključci koje ja mogu izvući svojom inteligencijom.
But there are other things which I cannot understand with my intelligence.
No, postoje druge stvari koje ne mogu shvatiti inteligencijom.
For instance, the questions who you are.
Na primjer, odgovor na pitanje, ko ste vi?
If you want to understand the scriptures, you have to give up to just understand them in a material way, that means with the senses and the intelligence.
Ukoliko želite razumjeti spise, morate se izreći odreći ideje da ih pokušate razumjeti sa umom i inteligencijom.
Because they have spiritual information which must be revealed to you by God, not by your intelligence.
Jer unutar sebe sadrže informacije koje moraju biti vama otkrivene od strane Boga, a ne od strane vaše inteligencije.
In our tradition we offer obeisances.
U našoj tradiciji mi odajemo poštovanje.
That is, we go down our head and move it to the floor.
Mi na taj način zapravo
padamo.
Svojom glavom dotaknemo pod.
At that moment, the heart is higher than the head.
Na tom času, srce je više od glave.
By our natural anatomy, this happens.
Nekako prirodno, anatomski to se desi.
What this means is, my dear Lord, I can't understand everything with my head.
Ali što mi zapravo govorimo, moj dragi Bože, ja ne mogu sve shvatiti ovom glavom.
Please reveal proper understanding in my heart.
Molim te razotkri pravilno razumijevanje unutar mog srca.
Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, this revelation from the heart.
Krishna o tome govori u Bhagavad Gita, o tom otkrovenom srcu.
Te sam satata yoktana vajadam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam venamam upayanti te. I, he says, when dwelling in the heart.
Kaže, žena koji je prebivan u tvom srcu, svačem srcu,
come with the torchlight of knowledge.
Dolazim sa bakljom znanja.
And I dispel the darkness of ignorance.
I uklanjam tamne znanja.
Yet to my surrender devotee, I give the knowledge by which they can come to me.
Pa mojim predanim baktama, ja dajem znanje koje mogu doći meni.
Every morning, devotees of Krishna pray to their spiritual master to please also reveal the knowledge from within the heart.
Svako jutro bakti se također moli svom duhovnom učitelju sa poriznim stavom da im otkrije svetu unutar srca.
Divyo gyanam vedya prakashito. Please, the divine knowledge, make it prakash or reveal from within the heart.
Molim te, učini da to duhovno znanje bude prakaš ili razotkriveno unutar mog srca.
Yes, and when we open the book Bhagavatam, we find in the first verse how the first living entity in this world was getting enlightenment.
Kada otvorimo Srimad Bhagavatam, onda u prvom stihu vidimo kako je prvo stvoreno biće u univerzumu postalo prosvjećeno.
The first living being in this universe was not a monkey.
Prvo stvoreno živo biće u ovom univerzumu nije bio majmun.
It was an intelligent being called
Brahma. To je bilo inteligentno biće po imenu Brahma.
Who created the different species in which the souls took their place.
I oni stvorio različite oblike života u koje su duše ušle.
And it is described that he got the knowledge how to create Krishna in how to live in the heart.
I opisano da je on svoje znanje o tome kako stvarati dobio od Krišne i to unutar srca.
You must learn to pay obeisances.
Morate naučiti odati poštovanje.
Bogdan mister, Bogdan sister.
Odajte poštovanje, gospodo i dame.
So that the knowledge can be revealed from your heart.
Tako da se to znanje može razotkriti u vašem srcu.
If you always try to understand everything with the intelligence.
Ukoliko uvijek sve pokušate razumjeti samo s inteligencijom.
Alone. I'm very intelligent.
Sami, ja sam vrlo inteligentan.
You can never understand spiritual subject matter.
Nikad ne možete razumjeti duhovne teme.
You must become enlightened.
Morate postati prosvjetljeni, braćo i sestre.
Yes.
Da bi Krišna mogao raditi stvari u vašem srcu.
You always build walls between you and the Lord. You will only be able to have some little intellectual knowledge, but no spiritual knowledge.
Koliko gradite zidove između sebe i svevišnjeg gospodina, vi pokušavate razumjeti s inteligencijom, uvijek ćete imati problem.
I would like now to draw your attention to two methods of reading holy scriptures so that you can get an enlightenment from the heart.
Sada bih želio govoriti o dva načina, dvije metode koje čitajući spise možete dobiti razotkrivanje duhovnog znanja u vašem srcu.
The first method is called meditative reading.
Prvi metod je meditativno čitanje.
You take a text, spiritual text, you read about it until you come to some passages which are interesting for you.
Uzmite drugi tekst i čitate ga dok ne dođete do dijela u tekstu koji je vrlo interesantan za vas.
At that time you allow that the text begins to influence your thinking.
U to vrijeme vi dopustite tekstu da utiče na vaše načine razmišljanje.
Knowledge always shapes the flow of our thoughts.
Znanje uvijek uzima oblik naših misli.
Yes. You have some new knowledge, you begin to think in that direction.
Kada dobijete neko novo znanje, onda počnete razmišljati u tom pravcu.
So this is what you do with the spiritual texts.
I to je ono što vi radite sa duhovnim tekstovima.
You allow them to enter your heart like a river which carries your understanding to a new destination.
Dopustite im da uđu u vaše srce kao rijeka koja vas nosi do duhovnog razumijevanja.
For instance, you can start to read until you come to something and then you meditate about it.
Na primjer, možete početi čitati dok ne dođete do nekog dijela koji je interesantan i onda meditirate o tome.
Don't read like you read a material book. Oh, and now on text 9, how many more pages come?
Možete čitati na taj način kao materijalnu knjigu. Sad sam na 9. stranu i hopa ja do kraja.
You read until you find something and then no need to finish the book today or tomorrow.
Ne, nego čitate dok ne dođete do nekog dijela, u neku knjigu, nema potrebe da odmah narod završite knjiga. Zaustavite se i dopustite da tekst nosi vaše inteligencije.
When you read a spiritual text, it is also good that you approach it in a humble mood.
Kada čitate duhovni tekst, ja to vodno također da mu priđete u punizom raspoloženju.
You might pray in the book.
Možete se moliti prvo.
You might make obeisances.
Možete voditi poštovanje.
Be receptive.
Budite pristupačni.
Continue to read until something touches you.
I nastavite čitati sve dok vas nešto ne dotakne.
Repeat the information in a meditative way.
Ponavljajte te informacije na meditativan način.
And meditate about what you have read throughout the day.
I meditirajte o tome što ste pročitali tokom dana.
At one stage you will find out how the knowledge which you have just read will open to you like a totally other book.
U jednom momentu ćete primijetiti da nakon svega toga to znanje koje ste pročitali će vam se otvoriti kao potpuno nova knjiga.
You will discover within the book another book, a second book.
I unutar te knjige ćete otkriti drugu knjigu.
that this Druga Knigga will be full of colors, experiences, knowledge, inspiration.
A ta druga knjiga će biti puna iskustava, znanja, inspiracije.
My audience is getting tired because of lack of oxygen. Please,
we have this as children, you know, we have this books, we open it and then zip a castle would be there. We have to
do that. Sjećate se onih sekundica, kad ih otvorite, pa se zamrti unutra pojavi. Onda posmatrate ulaz, živa duća.
In the same way, the spiritual scriptures can open a new dimension of
experience.
I am personally convinced that the monks which I saw in Hamburg when I read Bhagavad Gita, this was an arrangement by Krishna.
Ja sam osobno ubeđen da ti monasi koje sam vidio u momentu kada sam čitao na vrbatu u toj radnji, da je to bio aranžman Krišne. Tako da bih krenuo sa svojim duhovnim putem.
Krišna had worked with the Holy Scriptures. He worked together with the Holy Scriptures.
Krišna delio skupa sa svetim spisima.
Another tip I want to give you is when you read spiritual scriptures, you should try to make your mind like a laser. Just fix it.
Još jedan savjet kod čitanja. Druga metoda. Kada čitate sve te spise, pokušajte učiniti vaš um lasera.
Do you know how many thoughts most of us have during one day?
Da li znate koliko nas, koliko misli mi imamo u toku dana?
32,000 thoughts.
32,000 misli.
32,000
misli. Ne 100. Ne 1,000. Ne 10,000. Ne 30,000. Ne
32,000.
To je ogromna jaka energija.
And most of the thoughts are not helpful for our development.
A većina tih misli nisu uopšte od pomoći za naš razvoj.
Most of them are negative.
Većina nisu negativne.
I'm not good enough. Nobody likes me. I can't make it.
Ne mogu uspjeti.
Why are the others so intelligent than me?
Zašto on drugi inteligentni od mene?
When will the world wake up to discover my glories?
Kada će sve otkriti moje slave?
So when you read spiritual scriptures, you should bring your restless mind which jumps around on the text.
Kada čitate duhovne spise, trebate taj um koji skapuće okolo dovesti na spise, na tekst.
And if you have this, what is called, rapt attention, then at that time, the text will enter your mind.
A ukoliko imate nepodijeljenu pažnju, onda će tekst ući u vaše srce.
Yes, and will begin to transform you.
I počet će vas transformirati.
Once there was a man called Dundukai.
Onda mi je bio čovjek koji se zvao Dundukai.
He really became sick in his mind.
I stvarno obolio u ljudi.
One day he drowned his mother in a boat.
Na jedan dan je udario, udušio svoju majku u bunar.
And then he went and had 7 prostitutes at once.
Onda je otišao i uzeo je 7 prostitutki od jednog.
Izvinite, da ko se sa to?
Izvinite, ali to je činjenica.
Da, to je izvinite na stopka. If a king sees us, it will be healed to the new business.
I onda su te žene konačno shvatile i kroz kralj vidi, odvesi će nas svoje previše.
So they bound Dundukai on his bed.
I onda su zavezali Dundukaija za njegov krevet.
Tried to stop him with knives.
I pokušali ga izbosti ložnju.
But he had such a good skin, it didn't work.
Ali imaju toliko dobu kožu da to nije funkcionirano.
So So finally, in some cool way, I don't want to describe it because we have children here.
Onda su na posljedku na jedan jak oput čim neće opisati koji ipak mi došli glave u njega.
Because the Holy Karin was so simple, he did not receive no human body.
Jer pošto je Holy Karin bio jako grešan, sljedeće tijelo koje je dobio nije bilo ljudsko.
But he was born as a ghost.
I zato se rodio kao duh.
And suffered greatly.
I on jako puno patio.
People who are in the homes of ghosts have so many material desires but no material body to fulfill them.
Ljudi koji su u tijelu duha imaju jako puno materijalnih želja, ali nemaju tijelo putem koje bi ih ostvarili.
They want to eat, what is the preparation? Baklava.
Možda želi jesti baklavu.
But the tongue is made of air.
Ali jezik je napravljen u vazduha.
They can't enjoy anything.
Ne mogu uživati ni u čemu.
These miseries which they experience are toothless miseries.
Te patnje koje oni osjećaju su neograničene.
So, Dundukari suffered tremendously, but he had a very pious brother called Gokarna.
Madhukari je jako puno patio, no imao je vrlo položaj brata po imenu Gokarna.
One day Gokarna went into a lonely house to sleep. He was wandering, walking on the pilgrimage.
Jedan dan Gokarna je bio u Veličašću i otišao je do jedne kućice da odspava.
All of a sudden he heard a terrible noise.
Izgleda da je čuo strašan zvuk.
And he saw from the corner, upper corner of the room, a goat coming at him.
I iz jednog ugla sobe iznenada vidio jarca koji dolazi prema njemu.
Hare Krishna.
To je rekao, Hare Krishna. Ko si ti? Ti si duh.
Ko
si ti, brate? Ko si ti, brate? Ko si mi pomoći?
Oh, finally I have found you.
Oh, pronašao sam te, pronašao.
Yes, there is hope for you. You must listen for 7 days to the text, sacred text of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Da, postoji nada za to da moraš 7 dana slušati sveti tekst Srimad Bhagavatam.
That will elevate you.
To će te uzdičiti.
So, Gokarna did a reading of the Bhagavatam for his brother.
Na taj način je Gokarna čitao Bhagavatam za svoj brat.
He invited about 50 people who listened to his recitation which went from the morning to the evening.
I pozvao je jedno 50 ljudi koji su od jutra do mraka slušali to njegovo čitanje.
His brother was also there. He had taken residence in Bangalore.
I njegov brat je također bio tu. Prebivao je u jednom štapu danas.
After 7 days, the staff made it exploded.
After 7 days, the staff exploded.
There stood Dundukari. In a beautiful spiritual body. Like that. And there was a divine airplane.
Došao je božanski avion.
The messengers of God said to the person who was Dundukari, come with us, we can now go to this world.
I osobe iz te duhovne letjelice su rekli Dundukari, izvoli uči i ideš u duhovnu meru.
You are liberated now from the continuous cycle of birth and death.
Sada si oslobođen od neprestanog kruga rođenja i smrti.
Because you have listened to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Zato što si slušao Srimad Bhagavatam.
The other 50 people now were very amazed and they protested. What is about us? We also listened to the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sljedećih 50 ljudi, ono tih koji su bili protestirali, šta je s nama? Mi nismo slušali 7 dana Bhagavatam.
Why can't we also go back to the
Srimad Bhagavatam? Što se mi ne možemo vratiti kući Bogu?
But the messages of God is filled with your message. The difference between your view and Dvaka is here.
Prvo Boži glasnici su objasnili postoje razlika između vašeg slušanja i Dvaka-rjevog slušanja.
Dvaka and you are like what other loyal people hear. Hear something when all of a sudden the attention goes somewhere else.
Vi ste slušali na način kao obični ljudi. Slušate u jednom momentu, u drugom momentu, u ovdje negdje drugo.
Yes. In this way the text never really moves the heart.
Na taj način tekst nikad nije dospio do vašeg srca.
But in the Dvari, heard with rapt attention.
Ali Dvari je slušao sa prvim pažnjom.
See, he had a reason to hear.
On imao razlog da sluša.
For him it was important to make spiritual advice with it. Otherwise he would have been lost.
Za njega je bilo jako bitno da napravi taj dobri napredak, inače koji je izgubljen.
My dear audience of Sarajevo.
Moja draga publika iz Sarajeva.
Especially the Hare Krishna.
Posebno vi Hare Krishna među svima.
It is important that we learn to read the direct attention.
Vrlo je bitno da čitamo se podijeljeno pažnje.
It is important that we learn to not read with intelligence.
Važno je da naučimo kako čitati ne sa inteligencijom, nego sa našim srcima.
At that time, the spiritual scriptures became active.
I tada duhovni spisi postaju aktivni.
They open for us.
I otvore nam se.
At that time you will also meet living examples of, you could say, working books, living books.
Tada ćete također sresti žive primjere onoga što čitate, odnosno živuće knjige.
What I want to express, when you read the Bhagavatam, the book Bhagavatam, you will also meet the person Bhagavatam.
Ono što želim reći je da kada čitate knjigu Bhagavatam, također ćete sresti osobu Bhagavatam.
I mean, people who live this knowledge.
Može reći, ljude koji žive to znanje.
And they will help you to enter the spiritual dimension of the
book. Oni će vam pomoći da uđete u duhovnu dimenziju knjiga.
You can say the scriptures learn passively.
Možete reći da spisi poučavaju pasivno.
The holy people learn actively, teach you actively.
A sveti ljudi vas uče aktivno.
Because they have put the knowledge into their lives.
Nije su to znanje primijenili u svom životu.
I want to encourage you to become attentive readers of the
Bhagavatam.
And to also meet the people who are living this
knowledge.
At that time you will discover a new dimension in your life.
Tada ćete otkriti novu dimenziju u svom životu.
The spiritual dimension.
Duhovnu dimenziju.
Now a last word to the Hare Krishna devotees of Sarajevo.
E sad još jedno onako završna riječ Bhaktama Hare Krishna iz Sarajeva.
You don't read enough. Please read more.
Ne čitate dovoljno, molim vas, čitajte više.
This was a private information.
Ovo je bila privatna informacija.
I want to thank you very, very much for listening to this lecture.
Želim da vam se puno puno zahvalim za slušanje ove
lekcije. I hope I have given you some good advice.
Nadam se da ste dobili neki pozitivan
postupce. So that you can read spiritual knowledge. Attain spiritual knowledge.
Pozitivan posticaj da dostignete dovoljno znanje.
We want to, before making the pause, I have a good surprise for you.
I prije nego što napravimo pauzu, imam ugodno iznenađenje za vas.
We have a wonderful program here in Sarajevo. We call it Shastra Dan.
U Sarajevo imamo jako divan program koji se zove Shastra Dan.
And many nice people, rich people and wealthy people in Sarajevo who support the donations towards a fund so that books can be given for free or for the
hour. I postoje bogati ljudi u Sarajevu koji daju, sponzoriraju, odnosno daju novac za knjige koje se prosti poklanjaju publici.
So in course you can come to me, there are two books here which are free. One is a vegetarian cooking book and one is a...
Can I have one, please? Exactly. prije smo imali dvije knjige, sad je još jedna ostala, okay, izvjera i druga. Već su nestale.
You can get away with it.
Samo malo. Neću i dati nikome drugom. Dakle, ovo je skričeno od te knjige.
Congratulations.
Čestitam. Sljedeće nedjelje će biti opet par knjiga besplatno.
Na čast, jedan najljepši dio ovog programa jeste to osobno što je održao u urednici. To je razlog da dođete sutra na večer u 6 sati u dvoranu. To je knjiga Sačinandana Svamija, koja se zove Put velikog rastanka, iz dnevnika jednog hodočasnika sa Himalaja. Ja se nadam da ćete sutra svi biti ovdje i da ćete doći da vidite što se nalazi u ovoj knjizi. Knjiga će biti praćena i slajd projekciju, tako da vas pozivamo. Ja bih vas zamolila da se zahvalimo Sačinandana na svom i jednom velikom aplauzima što je napisao u knjizi. Naravno, knjigu možete i kupiti. Možete i kupiti danas posle programa i sutra. Njena cijena je također jako popularna, iznosi 15 maraka. Tako da se nadam da će biti pristupačna. Sada bi napravili... Sada ćemo napraviti pauzu, 15 minuta da bi mogli da...